This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Oh, are we on?
Is he wearing foundation? Is it foundation?
He's not. He's Start. Wearing his own skin. This is how he looks. Speaking of myself in third
little
person.
A little bit of pre-potty there, folks. We were just asking Danny. We were asking Danny if he was wearing makeup, but
he wears makeup now because he's like, you know, this big famous interviewer. And
he's
stuff.
Not big nor
he
famous.
He does ads and things, you know, that you see on screens when you're sitting in a motel. You're like, oh, that's Dan.
Anyway, he needs to introduce.
It's just the
buddy.
Highlight. Reel.
The shirt he's wearing makes me feel like it's reflecting onto his face.
Serene thought he had a little bit of lipstick.
I see a little makeup. I see a little like patting down of the nose.
Let him introduce the show, love.
Okay, it's just worrying me. That's all.
Boys and girls, welcome back. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene and Pearl. And I'm Danny. And we're, first of all, sorry you had to put up with that. Second of all, so pumped that you've tuned in once again. I'm wondering if I could ask a question before we launch into this podcast.
Your questions. I was going to make a executive decision as I was listening to a recent potty.
When Danny wants
to ask a question, just know, Pearl, that you're going to let him because you love your Danny, but it's going to be off topic.
It's secretly my attempt to have my own podcast.
Yeah, that's what it is.
To take this in the direction I'd like to go. And
what
then I'm going to have John as a guest. And we're going to talk about all kinds of things.
Yeah, well, we'll see who tunes in, eh?
So here's my question. First of all, I got ripped off, and I've been getting ripped off for years. Hmm. Years by my local smoothie place.
Oh, I bet you are. Have you not been asking the actual lowdown on the ingredients?
That's just it, Serene, and I'm glad you asked. I have asked the owner, the local owner, five different times, five different ways, because I couldn't believe a smoothie this good could be sugar-free.
Yeah.
And so time number one, I was like, hey, just want to see if this smoothie's sugar-free or no added sugar. I'll take the fruit sugar, right? But you guys haven't put anything in it. Man, we put food in a blender. We blend it. We pour it into a cup.
Yeah, because everything in their place has already got sugar in it. You see, they're not adding their white sugar. So they're saying they're not adding it.
Yeah. So I was like, fair enough. So I've been getting the smoothie and it's been part of my weight gain plan. Okay. I'm like, you know, it's sugar free, but it's got all these calories. And so, man, I can just drink my liquid calories and just keep my weight on. This is perfect. So like, I won't take you through all five different ways of how I asked, but I asked five different ways of like, man, you're sure there's not a drop of this or a scoop of that. Mm-hmm. Man, he told me every time.
You got to go Serene on them. You just ask for the pamphlet you want right in front of you.
Here's the problem with that. Wow. Right on the ingredients list is only food. Okay? This is why I was like borderline ready to like go to the media over this.
Okay. So how did you find out, Dan?
Okay. Here's how I found out. I go in on a Saturday. One of the first Saturdays I went in. Because remember, this is like work lunch. You know, I'll get my healthy smoothie. Mm-hmm. I go in on a Saturday and it's like, I must have had hundreds of these smoothies and it was just so overly beyond sweet this time.
Mm. Yeah.
Out of control, painfully sweet. Mm-hmm. And I had added, is it pronounced acai or
acai?
Yeah. So I added acai because I'm like, man, let's fight these free radicals. And the acai seemed to make it so just abhorrent. Like I had to send it back.
And acai has no sweetener at all. Because I use unsweetened acai every morning. The packs, the frozen packs.
It's not sweet.
Almost
just
bitter.
Like it's powdery,
not sweet.
Bitter. Yeah. So the girl comes out. I'm on my motorcycle. Girl comes out. She brings me the smoothie. And I'm like, hey, before you go.
I like how I had to clear up that he was on his motorcycle. Mm-hmm. Just to let everyone know how cool he was.
I was on my motorcycle. My hair was blown back. 30% coconut oil.
And you had a little lipstick on, but that's aside the point. Okay, so.
I'd just gotten off of a major film set and I was still in my makeup. And so she hands me the smoothie and I said, I just have to ask, this is the sweetest I've ever had of anything. And I've asked 17 times, but I've never asked you. You did not put sugar. You put food in a blender and hit go. She pulls her headset down from the drive-thru headset and she goes, oh, no. She goes, this place is a lie. She goes, you've been thinking you've been getting sugar-free smoothies? And I'm like, that's the only reason I come here. I finally found a place that has health food. She's like, no, this isn't a health food place. I said, well, where's the sugar? The ingredients list just says like coconut and things like that. She said, yeah, we say coconut, but it's a ladle of a coconut-flavored syrup. And she
they
said,
can just say coconut on their little.
But it says coconut on the ingredient list.
Oh my goodness.
And she said, it's coconut flavored syrup. And she goes, it's basically high fructose corn syrup. Aww. She goes, I put a ladle of that.
I feel like crying for you, Danny. I actually feel like crying because my personality finding that out.
You
would
know.
Almost.
I thought
just,
of you.
Just want to go
but
like.
Guess
I thought
what? Of you. Poster. Mind over matter, the power of the brain. Because yeah. Danny.
No, oh, it's not done. It's not done. I'm sorry. It's
all
worse.
Right, I'll keep
it's
going.
Worse. She said, and when you added the acai, which I had just, this was my second time.
Yeah.
She goes, you pictured probably a scoop of berries into our blender, right? And I was like, that's English. That's acai. That's what yeah. it is. She goes, no, it's another ladle of high fructose corn syrup that is flavored acai.
We found that at the airport, didn't we, Serene?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Dan, I'm sorry, but look
I
at you. You're
cry.
Just a picture of health. You got yep. through it because you were believing you were drinking
what,
some health
What, didn't kill
food?
You, made you stronger. It was just a good little bit of chemo.
What are you
or
going
something?
To do now in well, place
well,
of the
Well, here's what happened. She goes, you want, and I will say this place by name. She said, you want real food in a blender. She goes, go down to the I Love Juice bar.
Oh.
And where they make, where they're actually taking food and putting it in a blender.
In a blender.
And
she told you to do that.
Yeah. She's, and she.
We won't say her name. We don't want to get her fired. She's an or honest.
The or the name of the place.
No.
And here's my question though. Okay.
Oh.
Sorry to take up so much of the podcast. My question is, in this place, they also have juice, right? Where yeah. they're taking celery, kale, yeah. Apple juice, right? Mm-hmm. And I've heard a long time ago on this podcast, you guys talking about how be careful of these health juice places. You're getting a whole lot of sugar without the fiber.
Yeah. Right.
But I didn't pay attention because it didn't pertain to me.
Right, of course.
But this sprung back into my memory. Here's my question. Obviously, those sugars, those healthy fruit sugars can be a weight gainer for some. But for me, if I want to gain weight, is it still a problem?
Just put it on your belly.
It'll just go straight to the
you
belly.
Know, I'll tell you can why. I have you seen skinny people with bellies? I've seen them a lot.
All day.
And a lot of them are juice people. Right? Can I just take a minute, though?
Yeah. On the silence.
His first on-plan question, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. I was just about to say, I'm loving this question. I'm digging this question.
Me
first
too.
Of all, well, let's just talk about that particular answer that. Yes, you can need to gain weight all over. And you can think, I can do it this way through the fruit juice. But you know, when you spike your blood sugar, it causes a cortisol reaction. Cortisol sends the weight to your belly.
Okay.
But there are ways to do things. If you want, like, you want to, like, I want the nutrients from the earth. I want 2 bunches of celery and 3 bunches of spinach, and I don't want to chomp them. I don't want to huff
right.
them, as Danny
yeah.
says.
Just want to shoot them.
You can put a, you can do a green juice, Danny.
Okay.
With a base of celery.
And you can put a tiny bit of stevia in there.
Or a base of cucumber.
Yeah. If okay. you wanted to put 1 apple in there, Danny, that's you fine. Could handle it.
So I need to find out how much of these items
yeah.
are putting in.
Look, 1 apple for most people even. I'm not promoting that because I wouldn't
do it
myself.
Do it, but
no. But I'm just
and but not, Dan could.
But you know, I'm just it's that when people ask for a juice, it's like
it's eight apples.
6 to 8 apples.
Yeah, because they use that apple, that sweet apple juice.
And then even, you know, your carrots and you're separating
you
it
know,
from the fiber.
But this is a great the whole entire thing is a great expose into us having to be more like demanding with our questions. You hate going to restaurants with me, Pearl, but it's for a purpose.
No, I love it. But there is a little time every time I go of uncomfortableness that I
know,
gear
you
myself
see,
up to.
Find
I know
out.
It's coming. I know it's coming. I know it's coming. And then I think it may not be as bad this time, but it always is.
Because even if they just say coconut, right? You know, most coconut, even when you buy just coconut at Kroger's, most of it sweetened.
Okay, guys, I'm going to explain what going to a restaurant with Serene is like. We go to a restaurant and we know if there's salmon on there, you Serene's going to get the salmon, right? Here are the questions she always asks. I know they're coming. I'll just eat my jolly salmon, right? I figured salmon's good for me. I'll have it with a veggie. I'm done. I'm good, right? Oh, excuse me. So your salmon, is it wild caught? Would you say, do you know where they catch? Okay. And she says, Okay, so it's farm. It's
yeah, because she
raised.
Wants him to know. She's
okay,
on this.
Okay, but the farm raised, is it fatty or would you call it lean, right? And then they'll answer and she's like, okay, but I really need, okay, I'm going to have that salmon. I'll trust you on that, but.
Don't
you dare tell yourself what you say. I'm doing you.
Yes.
What you cook it? What's it says? How do you cook it? Oh, you cook it in butter. is that real butter? Oh, no, they say they cook them in butter, but it's really usually like some sort of oil. I don't want any oil. No, 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 no. Can you bring me your butter? I just want to check it. Yes, she says that. I want to check your butter. Okay, they'll bring her a butter. She checks if it's real butter. I'll just have about a teaspoon of that, but okay, yeah, not much more. Oh, almost dry, almost dry, almost dry. Thank you. And now, it says it comes with a miso sauce. Is that sweet? Oh, it's not too sweet. Could you bring that out? Could I just sniff that? Okay, and
it's the rest not that of the, bad, people.
Yes, it
no,
is.
But she's right. She's right. She has been abused by this lying world.
No,
they are liars, man. Is that
Leslie's coming. Leslie's coming.
Leslie, look.
No, I love you, Serene. I will say this. It is an intense ordering process, but Serene does it so nicely.
She does. She smiles at them.
And everyone.
They never hate her.
No, never.
Maybe they do.
But I look, well, maybe, but I look at Serene the way she does it. I'm like, man, she is being so nice and totally getting what she wants.
You know what?
It's only the way Serene could.
Because
so I wish I could order like you.
And yet she should be absolutely militant and say, just so you know, you're a part of a lying system that has dated for decades, and your ancestors, the owners of this restaurant and their grandparents have been lying
to
themselves.
No, because they're trying their best. But I do feel make for it, any restaurant right now.
I do make it nice.
They need to tighten up.
And I'll tell you why I do make it nice, because I don't want them to spit on my food.
Yeah,
I don't want them to pour only high fructose corn syrup on it to say like,
somehow she becomes their best friend. Somehow, I'm not sure. I always get uncomfortable, but then I'm glad she asks all the questions, because after she goes, I say, I'll have what she's having.
Yeah, she always goes after me, you see.
I let her do all the hard,
uncomfortable work.
Yeah, but man, that's just unfortunate. You know, that even at like the so-called place of like health smoothies, you know, because that's what they're purporting, right? Mm-hmm. That they just look at we proudly display our ingredients right
sad.
On the menu.
Those smoothie places liars, are sugar dude. Bombs.
They're
and
liars.
The names, they call them skinny something or other. And yeah, it's like, the first ingredient is apple juice. Yeah. Concentrated apple juice.
Serene and Pearl, I have the owner's cell phone number. We texted. We developed a relationship.
Aww,
he knew that I hosted the number one health podcast of 2018, but probably still number one.
Probably still.
To us.
He knew all this.
And look, and I, by the way, represent someone who actually thinks and asks these questions.
I know.
Most people don't.
But
I was still fooled.
Can I ask you this, Danny, since this is an on-plan question, so we're allowed to continue with it.
Okay. Fair.
Do you think he doesn't understand sugars like we do? Like, he doesn't understand the word sugar. He just thinks sugar is white sugar. Even though you'd asked it 17 times, maybe he's a good old boy and he thinks sugar. I don't know, buy an old Dixie sugar and put
didn't
it
put
in
a
there.
Drop of sugar in there.
Yeah.
Those ladle, I, we
yeah.
put the,
he's my
we
dad.
Put, we put the coconut flavor as part of the recipe,
so he,
but no
he's
sugar.
Probably, he developed a friendship with you and he
now,
probably didn't know.
Our dad doesn't believe in sugar at all, right? Not at all. And he gets on different health kicks. When he heard that coconut oil was good, he just started taking like 10 tablespoons from the jar,
stuff.
Like every day. Like whatever he does, he just goes in. And we told him one day that he needed to, he was having some tummy trouble. We were like, just get some plain yogurt. And just get some coconut and sprinkle it on instead of sugary granola or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, I'm doing it, girls. I'm doing it. I got my yogurt. He calls it yogurt. Got my yogurt and I got my coconut and I'm feeling great. It's all placebo. I'm feeling, you wouldn't believe how I'm feeling. We'd go check it out. The yogurt was full of aspartame, sugar, junk and everything. And the coconut was totally sweetened with sugar and everything.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, I got my coconut. People don't put stuff in it. It's just coconut,
well, that's
right?
Why I was
yogurt.
Feeling.
It's just yogurt.
Oh,
yogurt.
By the way, for 2 days, so I stopped drinking these smoothies.
Yeah.
I went through a massive withdrawal.
Oh, I bet.
Massive. And it was heroin withdrawal.
Oh,
shaking,
Danny.
Sweating. I mean, emotional.
How are you feeling now?
Fantastic. You know.
But okay, so were you having one a day for a couple of years or?
I mean, one most days for years.
I think that's why his question's even on point and everything. He's actually gone through the detox and he's actually clear-headed. He knows what to ask, what's appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, I
because as an ADD person I'm not going to label that on you, but you were labeled with that and you've been walking out of it.
Yeah.
You can't do sugar, Dan.
No.
So you were unbeknownst to yourself doing sugar and then you'd come here to the party and ask off-plan questions and they were sweet and all, but they were.
It's put me in the wrong mental state to really jive with you. But
no,
now I'm all jazzed, right?
But what are you doing in place of it?
What? You mean in place of
of the smoothie. I mean, that was your go-to.
You should make a yak yum.
Well, here's what I do. And in fact, it reminds me, my peanut butter balls or my almond butter balls are out in the heat. I need to get them. But
you can go get them.
In place
are they on the motorbike?
No, they're in the pouch. They're in the little side pouch. In place of it is a ginger celery tonic smoothie that adds protein and has some...
At the real place.
But I have to add for the calories these almond butter balls
supplement. That's
so
good.
I figured a way to get those calories back.
And guess what? When you put weight on now for your weight on Dan plan, it won't be just little weight on the belly.
Yeah, Jenny, don't It'll go down some, and get your okay. almond butter
And I
things.
Remember you saying, I've got little weight on my belly about 3 months ago. And I was thinking to myself, why?
Yeah.
He's just on good crossovers.
Just have a brunch, Dan. And you don't have to go.
What is this? You brought a...
It's autumn berries. I just brought a snack.
Can I come over and
pick them on the way?
Yeah, totally.
What do I do? Grab the whole thing?
Yeah, you just got that, like a koala.
Serene, when you do things, you have to understand this is a podcast, audio, not visual.
No, you can tell them. You're very good at telling them people details. Go ahead.
Hey, I was only about, 5 to 10% exaggerating when I explained you at a restaurant.
So, Serene
about five. Some days it's actually accurate, right? Leslie's nodding her head.
Ooh, no, these are like candy.
Because people don't appreciate it when we chomp.
Is it like sour?
Sour
Patch Kids. They're called autumn berries or autumn olives. They're native here to Tennessee. And they have some of the highest lycopene. They put tomatoes down the toilet.
What?
How much lycopene they have.
Wow. Those are the cancers. Things that fight the free radicals, right?
Yeah,
fight
the lycopene. The you want
I learned that on
We eat them all day long.
Are
so
these,
high in vitamin
these grow on C. your land?
Everywhere in Tennessee.
Everywhere on the hilltop, pretty much. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Actually, we had a good topic for this party. We'll get to it, but I need to say something else before we get to the meat.
Yeah, say something else.
I do want to announce something else that we've said here, and now we have to go back on.
All right.
Serene,
another
remember...
humble pie?
Yeah, it's a little bit of humble pie, but it's not our fault. I mean...
Never
our fault. Remember in our first book when we talked about new natural stevia and everyone went to get it, and then next minute they changed their formula and, you know, we can't help these things. That's why it's hard to say other people's products.
Yeah.
We did a big potty here about when we travel, we take that keto creamer, that dry keto creamer with us that you can buy at Walmart. Mm.
That's expose. It matches this whole thing. We have to talk about it. Well,
So Serena and I, when we travel, we like to take a creamer because we don't love to do a whole bunch of half and half. You know, it's fine now and then. But when we travel, we really like to get into the coffee good and big.
Oh, good and big.
And so we're doing quite a bit of creamer, so we don't want to half and half ourselves out too much. Well, Serene said
And there's like only like, I think it's like how many fat grams per 2 tablespoons? And we only put 2 teaspoons. So it was very light for us. It was lovely.
Yeah, it was nice and light. We liked that keto creamer.
Well, see, the original ingredients, it said... It was one sentence. It said grass-fed butter powder, MCT oil powder, sea salt. It was mineral salt or something. And the calcium dioxide, those natural things that whiten up stuff.
Yeah, it was
that
natural.
Was all fantastic. We were like $1 million. This is our special treat. Well, we go to buy it again and it's a paragraph. And I'm like, it tastes the same. What's the difference? Just got coconut. Just acai, just real food, just put it in the blender and go.
Liars.
Well, the butter powder had about 6 ingredients in it. Mm-hmm. The MCT powder had a bunch.
Well, maltodextrin, and the carbs have gone up, so.
Yeah, but there was a bunch of other stuff. And so when they, obviously they had to realize they had to lay out what was in each powder.
Or people, listen, it's hard to be a manufacturer of natural things. Listen. It's hard, Serene, we are sticking to our grounds and not putting fillers in.
That's why you still don't have your cookies, right?
Yes, okay, because we refuse to put fillers, but you can put fillers. It's hard to make a buck without fillers.
Okay, but is it hard because a family that lives out in the country on shared land can go from no experience in the manufacturing world to developing, creating supply chains, and selling on a website nothing but 100% food.
And then guess what? Our patrons get moldy cookies.
Well, we had problems, you see, so we're not all perfect.
Well, the reason why we had problems is we had this beautiful recipe without fillers. Every time we make it in our own kitchens, it's brilliant. It's wonderful. It can last a month just sitting there. But you see, you need a longer shelf life than that. We didn't realize you, people
well, we
put
did
these
realize,
preservatives
Serene.
In
we even tested it. But what we found out in the end was our protein pleasure cookies had this gelatin in them, right? And that was part of their protein. It was part of their goodness.
It's part of the way
well,
the
we discovered
so
that
moist.
The gelatin, you could test it when it came off the line. And the water activity in that cookie would low. Be low enough. And it would say, hey, you got a 3-month shelf life. Well, we didn't realize that the gelatin absorbed water over time. It was like a sponge.
There's a chemical
so,
process happening
yes,
in
water
the bag.
Activity,
yeah.
Once it's even in the bag with the nitrogen to keep it all, yeah. It's still absorbing. And so it the water activity would actually go up after it had been tested.
Yeah.
So we discovered that. So all these things.
We're back to the
hard.
Drawing board, which got it.
We've been back to
the
drawing board a lot. And then we think we have it. And then we'll test it 3 days later. So we had to take all gelatin out. It's close, guys. Yeah. But all that to say, it's hard to be a manufacturer. Like, I'm not going to buy that keto creamer anymore.
Yeah, but listen, I want to tell you about it though, Pearl.
I know why they have it in there.
It was the fact
easier.
That they only listed those very parent ingredients and didn't list
Maybe.
All the ingredients.
We don't know.
Well, I do see it. It mm-hmm. says MCT oil powder, and then it has this big. Two sentences were in parentheses, everything that's in that yeah. now, and they never used
hey,
to.
Hey, well,
and
then, we're working on one without maltodextrin.
Yes.
We're going to have a good powder creamer because powder cream is great for like when you're traveling or in
oh,
your
I
bag.
Love it. Yeah.
I love to put it in. But so that's our big, you know, face. You don't have to come forward shamefacedly again, say, sorry, we told you about a product that we said is awesome, maybe not so awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Serene. Last night when we were talking, you were talking about what we might talk about in the potty today. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty good, Serene. Maybe we'll talk about that. Maybe, but I said, maybe I'll bring something instead. And I was like, yeah, I'm sure good. I'll think of something better than Serene. But when I went home and I went to bed, I kept thinking about what you said to me. And mm-hmm. it was so good. We're 20 minutes in. So you got about
it's just
10 to
thing.
15 minutes.
I actually
it's
wrote
so
a few little ideas on it. Because I thought, well, if Pearl doesn't come up trumps with anything.
No, then, I woke up this morning. I'm like, we have to bring it because I was thinking about it all night and it was giving me such contentment, peace in my soul and hope for my future.
Well, also, I just thought I'd write a few points down. So I brought me a little teleprompter. Don't worry, it's got no verses on it.
She's giving up.
Should we take up a quick offering?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to speak from the teleprompter like a president or anything. I just put it there just because there were some thoughts that I've been thinking about my son and the way he thinks. And I wanted to make sure I didn't miss those thoughts. So I wrote them down.
So let's start from the very beginning. Yeah.
So later is what this potty is going to be penned. Just later, L-A-T-E-R.
Oh, you're naming it now.
Later.
Okay.
Later.
I'm not going to use that for clickbait, but I'll use
something else. These are
yeah, I
light.
I felt it was like at a two.
These are totally light bulb words for my son, Remy. The word later. Light bulb words. For him, they stand for a promise.
Tell everyone about Remy.
Yeah, Remy is I think he's a genius. I think he's a smarter than most children, but he's done everything later.
Mm. He has done everything later.
I just began to value money to pay bills. 35. I mean, I'm now older than 35. That was a turning point for me.
Yeah.
I am a violent late bloomer.
That's
well,
true.
Yeah, he's been behind the you know, have that curve, you know, yeah. you walk at 12 months, but he's always been behind all of that.
Even he had eating problems.
Yeah, he couldn't even swallow.
I peed my pants when I was 12.
Yeah.
Every day.
I did too.
And look at you, Danny.
My nickname was Pete.
Late bloomers are some of the best.
I would get off the school bus and my mum would have my mattress airing out on the mm-hmm. veranda.
Yeah.
It's what you did down under. If your child peed, you put it out in the sun to disinfect it, but everyone on the school bus knew that you were a peer.
Well, now that we've confessed, I pooped my pants when I was 12 every week.
Okay, I'm not going there. I didn't poop.
Every week. And I would hide from people and pretend that I had another problem. I would pretend to be socially weird to keep people away when the reality was I pooped my pants. And
but,
I would sit
well, hey, but, hey, should we save that for your podcast?
Let me tell you something else about it.
No, he's going
it
for
would
it.
Form, it would stay there all day and it would form a butt mold as it hardened.
But how could people be around you?
It was just the stinky kid, you know?
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a stinky kid. Oh. He has neurological problems, whatever.
Oh.
And they were right about both.
Well, Remy has he catches up though, and that's what I've never got him tested about anything. And I don't think there's anything wrong with parents that choose to test their children that seem a little different mm-hmm. than their other children. I think if that's the path you choose, it's a great path. But just there's been something in my head. And it may not be for another child if they're different too. But for Remy, I've had this thing that stopped me every time. Like, don't put a box over him. He's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. He's just going to catch up. And he is. He's just... Pearl walked in last mm-hmm. night and she's like, Serene, he's a genius. Like he's amazing and just leaps and bounds since the last time I came to see him. So he's great. Anyway, but he thinks differently. Mm-hmm. And because of that, he thinks sometimes more clear mm-hmm. in a simple way. So these words later,
he's six now.
Yeah, he's six.
For everybody.
Okay. And the words later ring a bell in him more than any human I've ever seen. They stand for a promise for him. It's like he's got a check in hand and I'll explain it a little bit later. The words later send this anticipation about an excitement in the future. It's like everything is just rearranged when he remembers the words later. So he can be totally upset about something he can't have or do now. And, you know, I'm telling you, like,
he melts down.
Screwed up face, meltdown, totally emotional. And he is more emotional than any of my other children. Just totally. And then I'll see this twinkle in his eyes, like this little spark in his eyes. And he'll take this big contented sigh and he goes, oh, later. And he'll be there. And then he'll say, if you say
you can't have that now.
I'll explain that. Okay. I'll explain it. So he loves my daughter Chalice, who just got married. You know, oftentimes when I come to the party, wherever I had to go with Pearl or for THM, she would be the second mm-hmm. mummy. She was like his little nanny. And so he's always asking to go to Chalice's house. And so if he's having a meltdown because she just left and he can't go with her, he'll have that little twinkle and he'll go, oh, I go to Chalice's house later. Or he could be, you know, in Walmart and see a ball and he really wants me to buy them the ball. And I'm like, no, you've got 20 at home, you know, blah, blah, blah. he'll go, ah, oh, I'll buy a ball later. You know, it just hits him. Or if we're having ice cream, we're at somebody's house, don't write in letters that I'm a mean mom. But if it's like, we have healthy ice cream at home, you know, I don't want you to have this one that has like chemicals that like peel paint, you know. He's like, I have ice cream later. You know, it's just so everything is like, or he loves his little four wheeler. He has this little tiny four wheeler and he has to charge it up and wait for the charge, which is like the bane of his life, you know. But he'll have a meltdown because we're like, you have to charge it. This thing is beeping. Well, he's, oh, I ride four wheeler later. Like it's just everything. I play outside later if we're in church and he's like staring at, I jump trampoline later. It's all this thing. And he has this unnatural, wonderful understanding of the word later. Because to him, later doesn't mean no like to the rest of us. Hmm. Like to the rest of my children, when they were growing up and they're having a meltdown, later meant no.
Or gives a big sigh, like negative, right? Later's negative.
Right, it's negative because it's like a maybe, you know. But later to him, it doesn't mean never. It means to him, oh, in a little while or after a wait. It means it's still coming. It's on the horizon. And so I was thinking about it. I'm like, wow, the real meaning of later, it truly isn't no. Mm. It's not that negative. It's just like Christmas, right? It's not here yet. It's still later, but we're still baking and getting the decorations out.
Yeah.
We're still wrapping the presents. Yeah, well, John Sov, who doesn't, it's not a sovereign holiday to him. But anyway, but because he doesn't like to... be a part of, you know, what do you call that?
Commercial
socialism. Okay.
Commercial advertisements.
So he's not wrapping presents, people. But
he
anyway,
is a giver. He is a gift.
He's
giver
a giver. He is.
Just not on that day. The 26th, perhaps.
Yes.
But we're not going to do it out of what? Compelling?
But all
says
my,
it right in the Bible.
All my children, they all comment on Remy's little fascination with later. Like it changes his whole attitude in a split second. They're like, oh my goodness, I love the way he thinks. I love the way later totally rearranges his brain. Like, they're like, I wish I understood the word later better when I was young because I would have solved a whole lot of fits and a whole lot of wasted energy, like melting down. And in fact, they say, all of our fits hijack later for us anyway.
Yeah.
Like, we never got what we wanted to because our fits sent us into like, well, you're not getting it now, you know. So later is a word that I want to understand more like Remy understands. Like, I've had a lot of, you know, you've all heard my stories about my disappointments with my pregnancies. But I love his understanding of later. I love the fact that later doesn't mean no. Mm-hmm. A little wait, a little longer. It's an exciting word, really. And I want to work on embracing it more, and I want to not give up on the word later. Because, you know, everyone has their own dreams, their own things that they're looking forward to. You know, to me, I'm like still looking forward to having another baby, but I don't want to give up because it's not yet, because it's still later. It's okay. So I'm really just encouraging us, you know, on the Trim Healthy journey, maybe you're not that 50 pounds down that you want to be, and you could have a big fit on the couch right now and just have a big hoo-ha because you're like, huh, like it's not now. I'm just gonna have a fit, but hey, it's later. Mm. It's still coming. You can embrace that later. Work on that later. Like we embrace Christmas coming later. We're still working on it. We still buy the presents at the sale.
Yes, and I think that things that we don't have yet that we're contending for in life, like you know, something that I was thinking about last night as I went to bed. I'm like, but God, I don't have that yet. And I've been sort of waiting a long time and trying a long time and all of that. And I just felt like this just burst of joy inside me was like, later, awesome, it's still coming.
Yeah.
Why would I think a big no? Why would I mourn that just because I don't have it yet? It's the mourning of things that we don't have yet. But, or we could look at anticipation, oh, just later, just store that later joy in my brain. So now I just think of this word and it pops into my brain. I'm just like, later with a smile. Tick. Right.
Yeah. I found that like anything that I want that's big or important seems to have a minimum of like a 5-year wait.
Yeah.
From the time I start like grinding for it.
Yeah.
Like, really actually taking action, not just like mentally going, I want that. I would like to be this. I would like to have an Arnold Schwarzenegger like chest. You know, like, well, you know, you're probably a good 30 years from that if ever. But, you know, like, for some reason, the important stuff has a 5-year minimum. I don't know what that's about.
I think these things do, Danny. And you know, and later is not just, later is resting, but it's not giving up.
No.
You see, when you give up, well, let's take it back to Trim Healthy Mama.
Yeah.
You know, we're on our journeys and many, many people listening, you guys have it, you know, go weight or something like that. Or, you know, you want to get healthy, you want to walk into some healing that you haven't really experienced in your body yet. Giving up is so much different to being peaceful about the later. Because giving up says, I'm not going to try. It's not later. It's saying, I'm mourning that. That's not going to happen. It's a no-go. Saying later is like, no, let's keep going. Let's keep looking forward that. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's later.
Right. Because my children that had the fits and hijacked their later so it never came.
Yeah. Yeah, they sabotaged it.
Because they sabotaged it because it actually... They didn't allow the word later to even enter their head. It was just like, because it's not now, it's never.
Yeah.
And
or because it's not when I thought it would be.
Yes, exactly.
And that's a big one.
Yes.
You know, I've had things in my head like, I wanted this by now, God.
Yeah.
I really, really wanted it by now. Remember how long I've been contending for that?
Right.
It's not now. So, well, I refuse to believe for that any longer.
Well, you know,
no, it's later.
And even the promises in the Bible, you know, there were promises. Promises, but they didn't just land in the lap. You know, you have to work on your later.
Look how much later Jesus came than they thought he would, right?
I know. And Moses, I mean, was it like, well, no, let's even go back before that. Abraham it was
waited.
Like 25 years before he was called father of nations, before he even had Isaac. There was one son before you have nations, you know, so.
I mean, Joseph waited in a prison for 10 years for the promise.
I mean, you take a study of the word wait and waiting in the Bible, scripture after scripture after scripture.
Well, that's what we talked about in our I'm That Girl book. You know how we talked about waiting is not a passive thing.
Mm-mm.
Waiting is actually a progressive verb. It's a doing. It's an anticipating thing with joy.
Yeah.
It's not like, guess I'll wait. Probably won't happen anyway. No. Guess I have to wait. It's like, let's wait. Yeah. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I want that light bulb that goes off in Remy's head. I want it to go off in my head. And I'm just encouraging you who are listening here today, if you could just picture it. I just want to describe the scene again. I'm telling you, a meltdown like no child's ever meltdown before.
Remy knows how to meltdown, Serene.
And he's got this cute one tooth hanging out in the middle of his face because he had like, anyway, he was, because he was delayed in his walking and everything, we called him the drunken sailor because he couldn't walk perfectly at first. But he was big enough that he should have been. So when he fell, when he was walking, it would be enough of a thud that he would end up hurting himself. So he fell so many times, he knocked his front teeth out. And then, you know, he knocked them to the point where the root went dead and we had to get them surgically removed and then just wait for his teeth to come
That's
in.
That's true. Now he's got a beautiful tooth.
He's got this big, one of those four teeth that we had to get removed has finally come in, but it's just one. And it's the biggest, most beautiful adult tooth in the world, white and shiny. But it's only one. And the others have, because he's six. So it'd be like, you know, waiting, you know, when you're six, you start to just lose your teeth. You got to wait one by one for them to come in. So he's got this big, so when he melts down, it's just this absolute big old fang hanging down and tears are dripping into it. Like
it's a god tooth.
He's totally melting. And then the later word, the sparkle. I've never seen such joy in anyone's eyes. Later.
It's so amazing because I when you said it to me last night, I was like, yeah, that's really cool. That's really cool. But it really didn't sink into my spirit. I liked it. But it was when I went to bed and I ruminated on it. And it's just some things in my life, you know, I was just praying and I was like, and it just, it was this light bulb. It was this thing in my spirit where it came alive. And it's like, later is so good. It's a good thing. I felt like Remy. It was like a peaceful, it's later.
And there's a contentment with later because later does not mean no.
Doesn't.
Later is not a stop sign or a dead end.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the immaturity when, you know, when you can't tell the difference or you can't understand what like delayed gratification is, where it's not today, but it may be years from now. And Kit, I have 2 out of 4 kids who seem to be firing on that, like if it's not happening, if it's not in my hand right now, I'm so terrified that it's never gonna be, that I'm gonna terrorize the world in fear, which is what ends up like sabotaging the whole thing. Like now you're not getting it because you're not going brat mode. I could go story after story of me walking out of a store with something they needed for school, was on the list. And I was just like, not, you're going without it. You're going to just be at school without the thing because the means by which you tried to get it was so nasty because you were afraid I wasn't going to get it and you didn't even know it was on my list. I was literally not leaving the store today without it. But now you're actually going to bed. Like the day is over. Yeah. It's all spiraled downhill, you know, because of not getting this concept. You know, and man, I've done that as an adult. Like, I have. You know, they call that doing things in the flesh.
Yeah.
You know, like you're trying, like you want your thing so bad, even if it's a, it should be there, right? The promise of God in your life.
You should be.
You're going to be a father of many nations. Yeah. You're going to do this. And yet, I have so many visions in my head of stuff that should, right? Mm-hmm. According to me, should happen.
Should have happened by now.
Yeah. Who says? And if it doesn't, I should put on a big hissy fit.
Yeah, or get in a funk, or just give up.
Yeah,
those are the things we tend to want to do. But if it's later, we keep going. We keep smiling. We keep believing. We keep trying more things. We still keep contending.
We don't give up on later.
Hey, and the bigger the vision, the bigger the dream, the harder the work's going to be.
Yeah, man.
Like if you have like a little dream, like by the end of the week, I want to make it to Starbucks. Well, you probably got to order a couple small things to make that happen. And yeah, you got to do something, but no big deal. But man, you want to drop 100 pounds?
Yeah.
Dude, that you are going to grind like you have never grinded before. That is going to take literal blood. That is going to cost you your blood, sweat, and tears. You're going to cry about it. You're going to hate some of it, but
some of it, I want to
rearrange some of those words just to inspire our woman that there can be delight and joy in the journey and all the other podcasts we've talked about, Dan.
Yeah, there's all that, right? But when there's not.
There is
not,
that, but there's also those moments, you know, where you want it. We all face them, Serene, where you think it's time to give up.
This is the sign.
I gave it my all.
Yeah, yes. This is it.
I did it. Yep. No, I don't have it.
Yeah.
This exactly. is not fair.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not coming to me.
It's not.
Go and then you're reverting back to believing in the Santa Claus.
Yeah, and then you self-sabotage yourself.
Yeah. Like,
and there's the a timeline for everybody that's different, too.
Because
your later is somebody else's different later.
Yes.
And,
you know,
yeah.
And it's so good. And I think we've really, you know, latered it out, mate.
See you later. Trim off in mama my way. And then I'll be
trim off in mama to stay. Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.